Welcome back to Pineapples and French Fries. My name is Solomon Dudley, and I'm so excited that you are listening today. I get the opportunity to learn from various perspectives from people that I love, trust, admire, and respect. I'm excited that you get to listen to them too. So, without further ado, let's get the show on the road. This episode features good friend of mine, Casey Burns. We met in dance class about 15 years ago, and now she is living in Italy as a content creator, doing some really cool things. So without further ado, let's get the show on the road with Casey Burns. Welcome back to another episode of Pineapples and French Fries. This is Solomon Dudley. I'm so excited to have Casey Burns with us today. Like I was saying, she is an amazing person. We've been friends for about 15 years. That's crazy. Casey, welcome to the show. Thank you for agreeing.
Oh my gosh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Not a problem.
I know, 15 years. That's nuts. I can't believe you did that math. It feels like yesterday. That's crazy.
I had to take a step back and think, okay, because I've been doing math in my head. I'm like, wait, 15 years minus like 2023. I'm like, okay, that's right. We met in dance.
Yeah.
And then we started doing some theater. And then, of course, we can talk about that in a little bit. But that's where our stories originated from.
Way back when. Yeah.
way back when. And then of course you were gracious enough to come do Solomon and Friends. That was my little COVID benefit show over Zoom.
That was really cool. You always like, I give you so much admiration, not to just like interrupt you, but you always have like so many ideas and you're so motivated to get it done. Like I feel like every time we talk, you have this new idea about what you want to do. It's like a cabaret show and then a podcast and then a TV show. Like it's something new every single time we talk, which is so cool. Like you just, I don't know, you have so many ideas. You're so creative.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Like bravo. Bravo to you. My God.
Thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate that. So we met in theater. Theater and dance. If you want to talk about just your dreams of performing, and I think every child that did theater and dance and all of that stuff, we dreamed of, you know, the Broadway dream, and you were pursuing that for a second.
For 10 years. Yeah, we did. I mean, obviously, you know, because we grew up doing community theater together in good old Canton, Michigan. I was doing musical theater all through high school in our local community and also in high school, things like that. And then I moved to New York at 17 for college. I started going to university at Pace University, downtown Manhattan. Got my BFA in commercial dance, and then graduated and started working around the US, getting hired out to go to other states, and obviously primarily being located in New York and auditioning for tours and Broadway and kind of whatever came my way. But yeah, I did that for 10 years before moving to Italy.
It's amazing.
Crazy when I think about it now. It's like a past life.
And you know, we'll talk about that in a second. During Solomon and Friends, the show, every time, so like I requested pictures from all of the participants that were a part of it, and I was just looking through your pictures, and I'm like, wow, she's actually doing the thing that she set her mind to do, like these pictures, and like you were happy in that moment. You were at least happy, but you had your challenges.
Theater.
But each picture. I think it was like I don't know if it was West Side Story or one of the shows. And you were just like, you were dancing and you were free, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy for her.
That's so sweet. Yeah, I mean, It was a complicated time in my life, I will say, because, you know, you're so happy when you're doing a show. I feel like you can relate to this. You're so happy when you're doing a show, but unfortunately, you know, shows don't last forever. And so you go through these waves up and down of like being on such a high and having a job and being able to, you know, do what you want for a living. And then the show ends and you go back to kind of grinding the pavement and auditioning and things like that. And those parts can be really tough. So I would say like, I was really happy in some moments and I was really not happy in others. And like a big realization that I had during 2020, which is one of the, you know, my own personal experience, one of the silver linings that came out of 2020 was that I didn't realize it, but I had reached a point where I needed to take a break and I needed to step away from the industry. But I could never do it on my own because I was just, I had started hating the industry so much because there's so much rejection and there's so much, you know, that's out of your control. I'd started hating the industry so much that I started to hate performing, and I don't want to hate performing because I love to perform. So 2020, when everything shut down completely and I really had no choice but to stop, it was, a moment of realization that maybe I wasn't as happy doing it as I thought I was at the end. Because after 10 years, like it was just a lot to put my body through, it was a lot to put my mind through. And I remember seeing everybody, started posting videos that they were taking from online dance classes and stuff, and thinking to myself, like, wow, I really don't want to do that. Like I don't want to do that. And that was like, it was a big wake up call. So yeah, definitely ups and downs, but I love to perform. I love to dance. And I don't think that part of me will ever go away.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So what led you to, I remember seeing on Facebook, you were like, you were asking for suggestions when you were going to Italy. And I'm like, oh wait, because I'm like, I just thought of that. I'm like, she went from asking suggestions to giving suggestions now, and I'm like, oh my gosh, what just happened?
Because Sullivan, I made every mistake when I traveled to Italy the first time as a solo traveler. Like, I made every mistake that you could possibly make. I ate terrible gelato. I like was paying a fortune for train tickets because I didn't know. Like, I made every mistake. And so the whole like way I started, you know, doing social media, because it was an accident how I fell into it, was literally telling other people not to make the same mistakes. But no, it's been crazy. Yeah.
So this has some more background. So when did you first go? When was your first trip to Italy?
I went in 2018, okay. October 2018. Yeah. And I went for a total of 2 weeks. I did 3 days in, I did 2 days in Venice, 3 days in Florence, and 4 days in Rome. And then I actually went from Rome to Paris after. But for this, we'll focus on the Italy part, obviously. Yeah, and I just fell in love with, I fell in love with it.
That's amazing. Yeah. So that was the history. So you went and then you came back for a little bit, right? Or
I did. So it was really bizarre because I first decided that I was going to go on a solo trip because I had always wanted to go to Italy. Always. I felt a pull to go there. And I don't know why I felt a pull to go there because I'm like 3% Italian. So I don't know why I felt a pull to go there. But I kept waiting and waiting and waiting for somebody to go with. I was like, you know, when I'm in a relationship or XYZ or whatnot. And I remember like I was laying in bed one night and I was like, you know what? Let me look up flights into Venice. Just like, honestly, for shits and giggles, sorry to swear, but just for the heck of it. Like, why not? I just look up flights. And they ended up being way cheaper than I had expected because in my mind, going to Europe was something I just couldn't financially afford. I couldn't, you know, I just couldn't do. And I looked up the flights and I was like, oh, wait a second. And that's when it started to get in my mind that I was like, I think I'm going to do this because I needed to do it.
And by yourself.
By myself. I was like, why not? Like, honestly, like, I was like, I'm capable. I can do this. Like, mm-hmm. I'm scared out of my mind. I was so scared of the idea of it because I had never traveled internationally alone before. Much less at all. I traveled to London and that's pretty much it. But I never traveled alone internationally. And I was so scared at the thought of it. But I remember thinking to myself, and I still stand by this, is like the idea of being on my deathbed and regretting not doing something because I was too scared to do it was more scary to me than not doing it, than the actual thing itself. So I was like, okay, am I going to regret not doing this when I'm 90 years old, 100 years old, like whatever it might be? And the answer was yes. And I was like, okay. So a couple of days later, I bought a bottle of wine and I cried and I booked a plane ticket. And yeah, and that's how it all started. That's how it all came to be. So I went to Italy. Sorry to answer your original question.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
And then because of a series of events that happened in Italy, I met Dario and kind of started to go back and forth, to visit him. And that's a whole other separate section we can get into. Okay.
So we touched on a little bit about you just sharing your tips and your recommendations. You're an influencer now, which is,
yeah.
I love that idea. I love that idea. But I'm also like, wow, that happened very, very quickly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're on TikTok, you're on Instagram, you're on all the things. I'm pretty sure from what I've seen, it happens so quickly for you. It's like almost like overnight, but yeah. Also it takes time to build up, but also it happened overnight. Like just the amount of change.
It did actually though. Yeah. It was crazy. Cause I met my boyfriend Dario. So the whole reason how I moved to Italy was I met my boyfriend Dario on a solo trip. Through a very strange series of events and the universe putting things where it needed to be. And then we did long distance for a year, and then he came to live with me in New York for a year. And then eventually in January 2021, after COVID, after I realized, maybe I don't really want to do, maybe I need to take a break from performing for a mm-hmm. little bit. So we decided to do like a 6-month trial basis in Italy, 6-month trial basis. 2 years later, we're still here, but I digress. I had made a video, mind you, like I use TikTok and Instagram for videos of cooking and videos of cats. That's how, what I use TikTok for.
Absolutely.
Right? And so there was this trending song that was happening. And so I made a video to it that was a compilation video of Dario and I's relationship and kind of how we got to the point that we were, and just like I had met him in Italy and he, booked a plane ticket to see me a month later after I had come back to the US and then came back and then I went there and our whole story. And so I made this compilation video purely to show him while we were on the plane moving to Italy. I uploaded it, shut my phone off for 17 hours, and I had opened it back up when we finally got to Italy and it had gone viral. And I was like, oh, crap.
This is new.
Honestly, yeah. And so we were at that point, Italy has still had a 2-week quarantine, mandatory quarantine. And so I was like, well, what else am I going to do except for make some videos about all the new things that I'm learning and whatnot? So I did. And yeah, you're very right. It was kind of the way I describe it was kind of like holding onto the back of a speedboat and it taking off before you were ready. Like it really mm-hmm. was like, I don't know, it grew crazily, which is incredible. And I'm very, very grateful, very lucky, but I still don't know what I'm doing. I'm just winging it. Aren't we all, honestly, but.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Crazy. It grew.
So how have you been? I know you've been home a few times or back to the United States because I know your audience also is international. So in United States. So you've been home a few times, mm-hmm. but your new primary home right now is in a different country than what you've been used to for the past X amount of years.
Yeah.
How have you coped with that change? Just like mm-hmm. either mentally, I know physically, but also just like,
yeah,
this is completely new and yeah. you are in a new environment with new people that
yeah.
at first you didn't speak Italian and I'm pretty sure now you
barely speak Italian now, but anyway, keep going.
Yeah. So like, how have you coped and like just adapted or like learned how to move past the self-doubt? Cause I know like there's at least some type of like self-doubt in there of like, am I doing the right thing? Oh, yeah. Is this the right time to do it? So like, yeah, let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. I think anybody who has ever lived abroad or is an immigrant that was, you know, didn't have a choice to move abroad, whatever it might be, being an immigrant, you go through these waves, especially in the type of situation I was where I willingly moved. You go through these waves of like, you're so grateful to be where you are and so grateful to, you know, be doing what you're doing. And you feel very lucky in one sense. Like I feel incredibly fortunate. But there's this weird thing that happens that I don't think is really like talked about enough when it comes to homesickness of like, mm-hmm. you go through these waves of feeling incredibly, incredibly homesick. You can be on top of the world one moment, and then out of nowhere, the homesickness can just like hit you like a truck. It just hits you. And there's this weird guilt that's associated with homesickness, right? Because you feel guilty for feeling the way that you are, because you should feel grateful for living where you are. So there's this weird guilt thing that happens, and it can be really tough to overcome that. Paired with also, in my situation specifically, I am a very independent person. I moved to New York at 17. I have been financially independent from my parents since I was 17. I've very much been like a hustler, very much been like grinding the pavement, working as many jobs as I could, providing for myself. And I'm very proud of that. I was very, very proud of that. Mm-hmm. And a thing that I struggled with and kind of still do continue to struggle with, I won't even lie, is losing that sense of independence, because I had to rely so much on the help of other people, whether it be Dario or Dario's family or my Italian friends or whoever it might be. I had to depend on them so much. And so I lost that sense of independence. And that was really, really tough to overcome, really tough to overcome, because you start to feel so dependent and needy a little bit. And even things like, you know, going to the doctor. I couldn't go to the doctor by myself because I couldn't translate. And I live in a residential part outside of Florence. And at the time when COVID was happening, there weren't many doctors available. And so, you know, even to get my vaccine, I had to bring Dario with me because I couldn't understand the Italian. And it was tough. And it's still like, sometimes it is tough. But something that I always say is like, it's, you have to listen to your body, right? And so sometimes like to get over, I don't want to say go over that, but to cope with it or to help with that, it can vary. It maybe it's, you know, going for a walk outside and getting some sun, and or maybe it's going to the gym and getting some endorphins. And maybe sometimes it's binging Netflix and sitting on the couch eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Like it really varies. Mm-hmm. But the thing that I always say to people is that it's not always easy, but it's 100% worth it. Like I would never change living here with all the ups and downs. That was a very long answer to what your question was. But
no, that's fine. No, that it makes sense. I think just like with embracing where you are.
Yeah.
As opposed to not necessarily being ungrateful, but it's like you're where you are because number one, you kind of chose to be there. So it's like, okay, this is the choice and I have to kind of live with that choice. Mm-hmm. But also let me embrace what comes with that choice, because at the end of the day, it's like I was unhappy where I was before.
It's like both things can exist or can be two truths, right? Like you can feel homesick and long for things that are familiar to you, your language, your culture, your customs, your traditions, things that are familiar to you. And you can also love where you're living. Like two things can coexist in the same arena, let's call it. And you can still essentially mourn your old life while simultaneously embracing your new one. Both things can be true. And that can be really hard to kind of realize and accept. So yeah.
Yeah, you've been posting at least a few times about that on your story, just like some old pictures and videos of you dancing. And yes, it's really cool to look back at what you've done, but also it's like, what's ahead? Like, let's look at what's like, let's look towards the future, because you have some pretty cool things that you're doing right now. Your younger self, I'm pretty sure you're like, yeah, that's cool, but that's not for me. I'm on Broadway, that's my address, but like, I love that. I really do, because it's like, it, I think it helps us reframe, like it helps us to like adjust our expectations from what everything should be to adjusting it to like, wait, if it doesn't turn out that way, it's okay, because honestly, life still goes on. We're still alive. And
well, absolutely. And I, oh, sorry to interrupt you. Please.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
No, I was just going to say, like, you know, I really truly believe that like everything happens for a reason. And I've always struggled with the answer, like, where do you see yourself in 5 or 10 years? Because I just don't think it's, nobody knows, right? Like, life can throw just the biggest curveball your way, and you could have an entire plan laid out for your life and know exactly where you want to be in 5 years and 10 years and 15 years. And the universe is like, okay, this is where you're actually going to go. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, if you resist it, you could be missing out on so many beautiful things. Well, as you know, if you just accept it and be like, okay, well, this opportunity, this door just opened. I have no idea. This is unknown. This is scary, because, you know, in our minds as human beings, unknown equals scary, right?
Yeah.
But if you just trust and like go with the flow and understand that like universe might have a completely different plan for you than you have planned, there can be so many beautiful things that come from it. So many beautiful things. Anything, that's what I've learned. This whole experience. I never would have thought that I would be doing what I'm doing, and I'm very grateful for it. Yeah.
Hey y'all, before we get into part two of the episode today, I just wanted to ask if you are able to leave a review on Spotify or on Apple Podcast. I greatly appreciate it. It does help our ratings, and it lets the world know about cool things that some of my guests are doing. So, yeah, but without further ado, let's get back into the episode. So I know that you have almost this, like, this brand. I'm like, she's built a brand. I'm like, oh my goodness. What has been some of your favorite parts? Cause I know you're doing some group tours as well. And like, you have this whole enchilada of like, okay, this is what we're doing for like, if you want to learn about solo travel, or like, if you want to go on a group tour, or if you need some tips and tricks, like, and this is kind of a two-part question, but like, what's been your favorite part about the learning process, like coming into this new environment of a business owner? Like, you're a business owner, you're a brand, and while also living in a different country. So like, what's been your kind of like your favorite part, and just some like things that you've enjoyed on that part?
It's crazy, honestly, because I have always wanted to like work for myself, and I've always wanted, you know, I love traveling, and I've always loved travel. And so during COVID, it's crazy because I was thinking to myself, like, gosh, I would love to like be able to travel and be my own boss, and I don't really know how that works. Like, and it's so funny because I was like, I don't really want to be an influencer, because at that time, like on Instagram, it was like, you know, pictures of people in flowy dresses outside, you know, a beautiful landscape. And that's the type of like content that I was seeing influencer wise. And there's nothing wrong with that content. There's nothing wrong with it. I just was terrible at it. I was terrible at taking those type of pictures. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's not really my speed. Like, I don't really know. But building, like, becoming, you know, a content creator in my own way, and kind of, you're right, like building a brand in a sense of turning this random content creation game that just really blew, you know, my mind into something that allowed me to build a business on. It's been very cool. It's so much harder. It's a lot harder than I
thought. It's a lot harder.
I was the first person, you know, when, you know, back in the day when I'd see, I'd be like, what do influencers actually do? You know, like they take a picture, take a video, like it must be so easy, you know? Oh my gosh, it is not. I've ever done in my life.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. But you know, it's been really cool to step into the arena of female business owners. Like I feel so proud to be a female business owner and to be able to employ other people and give them opportunities. Mm-hmm. And I feel very proud of the business that I've created that is truly, that I created because I wanted to help other people. I wanted to help other people travel here, and I wanted to help other people, you know, learn about other cultures, because I just feel like culture differences are the most beautiful thing on the planet. Because going back to what I was telling you about humans, innately to us, what is unknown is bad, is scary. And it's just not true. And I feel like if we can share these culture differences, if we can share what life is like in other places, it's the best tool that we have in our toolkit to appreciate, understand, and respect other people on this planet. And there is nothing that could be bad from that, right?
Yeah.
And so to be able to, one, be a female business owner, and two, have the mission of promoting that idea makes me very proud.
Mm-hmm. Very proud. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. What do you think 10-year-old Casey would say to you today? Or what would you say to 10-year-old Casey? And I just thought this. I'm like, okay, what would both of them say to each other? And it makes you think. Like, I don't want to make you. Yeah.
No, I honestly, like, 10-year-old Casey, me to her, I'd probably tell her, you know, take a deep breath. It's all going to work out fine. And everything's going to happen for a reason. Take a deep breath. She would probably, in response to that, would probably pass out. We wouldn't know. No, I think, you know, my mom was a travel agent growing up. And so we traveled all the time. And so I think if I told her that we get to, you know, not only travel for a living, but get to share it with other people and get to, you know, have a job that's based on sharing new places and sharing culture differences with other people, I think that she'd probably be jumping for joy. Maybe a little mad, because my entire life, I was always like, I'm going to be a dancer on Broadway. So probably at first she would be like, well, what the heck? Why aren't we dancing on Broadway? And then I think she'd be happy after that. But
yeah. No, that makes sense. That makes sense. Who's been a big supporter of your journey and just like your support system? I know you have Dario. I know you have your family. What, I guess it's another two-part question. Like, how have you had to adapt to new friendships and like new relationships that are completely different than probably what you expected to have to do at this stage in your life? But like,
yeah.
Who's been a part of your journey, but also like, what has that part of your journey meant to you at this at this point?
Yeah, obviously, you know, Dario has been just the honest, like truly the best, like the best human I know. Also my family, my mom and my dad have been incredibly supportive. I think that they were a little, you know, nervous when, when I first told them I was moving to Italy. And then I want to give a shout out to my best friends, Maddie and Brett, because I really, like, when I was, there's a lot of things about, let me just back up. There's a lot of things about, you know, going into this world of going viral and being a content creator that nobody really prepares you for. And I've always said, if I could write a book on it, like, I feel like I should write a guide on what to do when you become a content creator accidentally. because there's a lot of emotions that pair with it where you, going back to it, you feel very grateful. But on the other hand, it can be, Am I frozen? Am I back?
You're back.
I'm so sorry. What was the last thing you heard?
You were talking about if you could write a book about your...
Yeah, if I could write a book about, you know, how to be, you know, what to do when you go viral on accident, because especially with going viral, I remember the first time I ever went viral, and it was amazing because, you know, on one hand, all these people are commenting and you're meeting all these people from across the globe. And on the other hand, I cried for an entire week when I went viral, because there's also hate comments that come in. There's also just a lot of things attacking your character, and it can be really hard. And you almost feel like when everything started to grow, and obviously it was going very well, you almost feel, again, you feel guilty for feeling maybe sad or like upset. And so I remember there was one time when I called my friend Maddie, and I was really in like a pit. Like I was not, my mental health was not great because I had just gone viral, and it was just, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. You suddenly have 20 million eyes on you. And I remember I started the sentence with, I know this sounds really dumb, but, and she was like, stop. She's like, it's not dumb. If it's the way that you're feeling, you need to stop saying that, because it's invalidating your own feelings about how you're feeling. And mm-hmm. she's like, I will never judge you for saying that what you're doing is very hard, because it is. And I remember it was just like, oh, like it was like a whole weight got lifted off my shoulders, that there was somebody that I could kind of not complain, but just like air these feelings sadness and frustration, and just feeling a lot of loneliness too, because at that point I didn't have any friends really in Italy. It took me a while to find a core group of people. Which brings me to my next point. I've met amazing people here now that are immigrants as well. You know, some people use the word expat. I don't like the word expat, so I say immigrant. I've met other immigrants here who I've been able to connect with, more specifically people who are also content creators. My friend Danae is a content creator. My friend Sophie is a content creator, who have also transferred here for love, for content creation, for whatever it might be. And just being able to have a solid friendship with them where we share similar experiences, that's been very helpful in making the transition a little easier. But it took me a while to get there. So for anybody that is, you know, living abroad as well and maybe struggling with finding those core friendships, you will find them. It just takes a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And another thing I just thought of this, like when you talked about time, to the naked eye, what you've done can seem like an overnight success. Everything you've done has just been like at the snap of a finger, everything's worked out. And to an extent, yes. But also what you just explained about the loneliness and the tears and the crying, it's like that also has been behind the scenes that a lot of people probably don't know about when they see your reel on Instagram or your TikTok, and they don't consider that, and that's okay. But also I think both parts have to be talked about for us to understand like that balance of the two.
10,000%. Yeah. And I started talking about it more recently as of like a year ago, because when I first started, you know, you're new to it. Like you don't know. Like I think back to how I was when in 2021, when it started blowing up, and how different I am now and how open I am to talking about these feelings now. But back then when I first started, like you're in a new country, you don't know anybody, you don't know the language, you're trying to figure out the culture, you have this whole thing that's happening, you're trying to build something, and it's so incredible. Like it's amazing. And at the same time, you just feel like I felt like I couldn't maybe be as vulnerable as I wanted, because I was seeing all these awful comments from going viral, and I was nervous to share my feelings and share my, you know, my frustration. But when I started sharing these feelings, when I started sharing, you know, both sides of the coin more publicly, specifically, probably about maybe 8 months after I had moved to Italy, I started sharing more vulnerable things. And I just found so many people that were feeling the same way and just being like, I had no idea that somebody else was feeling this. Like, thank God, and sharing their own experiences and being able to read and connect with other people that had been feeling the same way that I was so mm-hmm. helpful, not only, you know, hopefully to them, but also to me. So yeah, I think it's incredibly important that we share both sides of the coin, because living abroad is beautiful. It's a beautiful thing if that's what you choose to do. There are downsides though. There are really hard times, and it's good that we talk about all of them and we don't just try to make it seem like a romanticized version, because again, it's beautiful. It's also very hard. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to share both. Yeah.
No, that makes so much sense. So mm-hmm. as we kind of wrap up, that's a few more questions.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to someone who envisions starting a new path on their journey? And it doesn't always mean a new business or a new job. It can just mean whatever. What advice would you give to them? And we've talked about it a little bit with, like, you will be scared and you won't know what to do. But, like, what have you learned from your journey? And what would you, I guess, like, in a nutshell, tell someone who is on their own pathway, mm-hmm. this new, like, their own form, their own new journey of the pathway?
I'd probably tell them, if you're scared, just do it scared. Be consistent. Commit to it. If it's something that you believe in, then it won't go poorly, you know, because it's important to you. Mm-hmm. So if you believe in it and you know that what you're sharing and the story that you're trying to tell is important, then that's all that really matters, because the right people will see it and it will be successful.
Love that. Love that. Yeah. One last question. What are you excited for in the future? There's a lot going on. It's a lot to take in. And this isn't like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Cause I don't know where I'll be in 5 years, but what are you excited for in the near future that almost is like, I'm glad I didn't give up type of thing?
I'm really excited for my upcoming group tours, because I had the opportunity to customize them a little bit more this year. And
that's exciting.
I'm on a new journey with my group trips. I'm really excited about it. They're developing in a way that I'm really proud of. There's also some other things that I'm very proud of that I can't quite share just yet, but hopefully in the near future I'll be able to share. But right now,
that's good.
I can't say much, but we'll see.
NDAs have been signed.
What'd you say?
That's good. NDAs have been signed. We love that. We love that.
But no, I'm excited to just see, you know, see where life takes me and continue to push on. Who knows? Life is beautiful. Who knows what'll happen?
Life is all beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, where can people find you? You're on Instagram, website. Where can they find you if they want to schedule something with you or go on a group tour with you?
Yeah, I have. So on my website, which is keysyrosetravel.com, I have one-on-one travel consultations where I can help you plan your trip. I can help you, just talk about your itinerary, like basically just talk about your trip. Get you feeling prepared. I also sell eBooks on my website, and I host my group tours on my website, which go live. I'll have 2024 trips available soon. And then on social media, TikTok at KCRose4. Granted, it doesn't get banned in the US. on Instagram at KCRose_. And then on YouTube as well, where I'll be posting more long form videos, which has been requested a lot. That is at KCRose. So you can find me on all of those platforms.
Sweet. Well, thank you, Casey, for coming on to the show. I have enjoyed our conversation. It was cool just recapping just like where we started and where we are now.
Memories.
Memories. Oh, man.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Keep doing you, and we'll see you at the top.
Thanks. Whatever you keep doing. I'll see you there.
We'll see each other there. Okay, friends. Well, that is all for Pineapples and French Fries today. I'll talk to you guys in a little bit. Well, that's today's episode. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Casey, for coming on today's show. So proud of what you're doing and what you're going to do in the future. Hey, if you want to follow Casey, she can be found on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube, as well as at CaseyRoseTravel.com to book a trip, to book a call, solo trip, group trip, everything. She's there for you. I think one of the cool things that we talked about today was even when we're scared, we should get started. It's such a really, it's such a simple topic, but honestly, when you really think about it and start doing it, it can get a little challenging because life wants to throw every single challenge at you. And that's okay because we're built for more. If you would be so kind to give a like, share, subscribe on YouTube, well, actually on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts, that'd be really nice. I always want to hear from you guys, and yeah. So to end the show, as always, when life gives you pineapples and French fries, make a feast, because life is a party, and why not? I'll talk to you guys soon. Until next time, peace and blessings.